Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, my guest today is Garcia, who is the founder of Perfectly Fixed Creative Agency, which strategically creates engaging marketing material for small businesses. Today, we're going to be discussing Garcia's journey as an entrepreneur and how she's grown Perfectly Fixed Creative Agency. Thanks so much for joining us today, Garcia.
Thank you for having me. Such an honor and a privilege. Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit. So to start, tell us, where are you tuning in from today?
So I'm tuning in from Ajax, Ontario. But yeah, just here, lovely springy day.
Amazing.
Comfort of my home, yeah.
Perfect. And so tell us, how did you originally get into digital marketing?
Okay, so my story when it comes to me getting into digital marketing is quite unique. I started working at a branding agency called Unsigned. So shout outs to D'Amica for hiring me. And I was basically the manager of operations there. And my main role was to ensure that, you know, there was no loopholes within the company, making sure that we were using the proper CRMs, making sure that the customer experience for our clients was smooth and as pleasant as possible. Now, obviously, as time evolved, my boss at the time wanted to offer social media services to her clients, and she basically proposed me to, take on the role, and I gladly took it. And obviously, by doing research, being self-taught, having conversations with other people that were experts within the field of digital marketing, I found that my interest grew, and I developed a passion for it. And from there, unfortunately, as we all know, the pandemic happened.
Yes.
And I did find myself in a position where, based on the percentage of people that lost their employment, I was one of them. I was within that percentage of people.
Yes.
And I had to find a way to survive. I had to look at things that I could do to ensure that, even though the government was giving out funding, I wanted to be in a position where I could also generate funding for myself and be independent in that manner, not highly depend on the government. So
yeah,
I looked at what was going on within the market. I looked at the fact that, to consider a few factors, that nobody was really going into the office at the time, obviously. Everybody was stuck at home for a good year. And I was like, okay, what can I do with the skills that I have? I have a lot to offer when it comes to the skills that I've acquired in corporate. And I also looked at the market and what was trending at the time in terms of how every single person and business was pivoting. And obviously, we were all pivoting to, you know, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat. So I was like, hey, you know what? Like, at my previous job, I was doing this for, our clients. So let me see how I can become a freelancer and do this and, you know, offer my services. Mm-hmm. So from there, obviously, I wanted to do things legally. I ended up registering the business under the name of Perfectly Fixed. At the time, it was, you know, Perfectly Fixed Social Media Agency. Mm-hmm. But, I'm so grateful and thankful for the people around me, my small village, my support system. They really encouraged me to have a broader vision when it came to Perfectly Fixed. And that's how we evolved into becoming a creative agency and offering everything when it comes to digital marketing. So yeah, that's basically the origin story of Perfectly Fixed and where I am today now with the business.
Amazing. I love that story. And so when you were first starting out, what were some of those challenges that you had to overcome early on?
I mean, as you know, newly entrepreneurs or newbies, there's a lot of hurdles that you have to overcome. And for me, it was mostly understanding what it is, like, how does one start a business? Because for me, it was like the very first time I was going out of my, getting out of my comfort zone to register the business and to make sure that I know that, okay, you can actually just call the government directly and you can get your HST number for free versus, you know, going to a third party that may charge you to get your HST number. Things like that. And then, you know, getting on the phone with your business advisor for 5 hours straight, simply editing like documents and policies. Those are things that, you know, as entrepreneurs or when we go online, we glamorize the fact that, yes, I'm a business owner, et cetera, and I offer services and I'm making XYZ amount of dollars a month. But we really don't talk about the nitty gritty about what it is to build the policy, what it is to establish, you know, establish your business, what it is to making sure that you're utilizing the proper CRMs for your business, making sure that you have a clear vision as to like what it is to get your client, work on a particular project, and then how do you establish a system when it comes to offboarding the client or making sure that they're a client that stays with you and that they come back. So those were a lot of things that I had to deal with in terms of a solo entrepreneur. And it was really hard, you know, and there were times where it was like, I didn't have as much help. So I'm the marketer, I'm the customer service, sir, I'm the CSR, I'm the obviously the founder, the advisor, the consultant, and then, you know, the creative director for the business. And, you know, when it came to like branding and stuff like that, little things like, okay, I have a photo shoot today. It was really hard for me to get to a point where it was like, okay, you know, I have to book a hair appointment and a makeup artist and get a hold of the studio and call a photographer. It would have been nice to have somebody at the time to help me, but obviously I didn't have the funding to like have an assistant. So you had, I had to do everything by myself.
Right.
And, you know, there are times where I spent sleepless nights, you know, creating content, creating content for the business or, you know, sending out emails to customers and perfecting my pitch to ensure that my elevator pitch wasn't too long or too short. And it was extremely concise and straight to the point so that the hearer, the person on the other side, understand what Perfectly Fix has to offer. So I can say confidently,
yep,
in a confident manner that starting a business is not easy. There are hurdles that you have to face, but like if you put your mind to it and you know the end goal or you have particular long-term goals that you want to achieve, you just gotta gut it out. But there have been days where it's like, oh my goodness, like what did I get myself into moments. But at the end of the day, it's been a great journey and, you know, we're still growing and I do consider this as like, this is only the beginning.
So exciting. I'd love to, I know you talked about how you were, you know, perfecting your elevator pitch so that when you're communicating your services that your prospects clearly understand what it is that you offer.
Right.
So what are some ways that you are getting in touch with prospects? How are you bringing more leads into your agency and then closing those prospects?
Yeah, for sure. So the way I was getting my leads and into the agency, number one was word of mouth. Word of mouth was something that really worked for me organically. So far, all of my clients, the way I've retained all of my clients have been organic. They've been in an organic manner. My goodness, that is a tongue twister. In an organic manner. And believe it or not, I haven't pushed out any paid ads yet.
Amazing.
So I can say that thus far, like it's been pretty great. So number one, it's been like, you know, word of mouth. Number two, it's been also partnering with other agencies, you know, maybe, you know, there's an agency out there that specializes in branding and web design. And I strictly come in, I would come in and, you know, offer my services and say like, hey, if your clients want social media marketing or they need digital marketing, I mean, we can partner together. Obviously within the contract, there are clauses that we would implement to say like anything, social media, 100% of the funds goes to Perfectly Fix and the remainder of the funds obviously goes to XYZ a name of brand. So obviously partnering with other agencies and other entrepreneurs mm-hmm. so that at the end of the day, like they're still retaining their clients, but I'm also building my portfolio.
Yeah.
Number three is I would also join like Facebook groups. So one of the Facebook group that I joined online is called Women Who Freelance. And on there on a daily basis, there's people going on there and posting and saying that, hey, I need help with my social media, or I need help with this, or I need help with that. So I just made sure that I had my portfolio, ready at all times. So mm-hmm. my resume, my portfolio, the work I've done, my services, my packages, and I send it off to them ASAP when I see a post like that. And I touch base, and I'm just very fortunate and blessed to know that like the way I've presented my stuff has had the ability for me to, you know, get leads. And obviously from there, you get on a phone call, a Zoom call, whatever it might be, you answer their questions that they may have. And if they want to move forward, you know, they let me know, hey, send over your quotes, invoice, and contract, and it's signed. And that's how I've been able to retain my customers and actually have leads. And also another thing that I've been utilizing lately is LinkedIn. LinkedIn okay. has been Yeah, LinkedIn has worked for me so far really well. Mm-hmm. So obviously one of the things that you can do is, for example, if you see like, you know, if you're somebody who's a web designer or like somebody that's within that's somebody that's like me who started off as a social media marketer, mm-hmm. you can go ahead and look at job posting that, you know, maybe there are companies looking for social media marketers or web designers, et cetera. And instead of actually just, you know, applying for the actual job, I look at the person, like the hiring manager, or I reach out to the CEO of the company, and I send over an email, or I pitch my services in that manner. I just make sure that I have my resume handy, my services, my packages handy, and a PDF file. And that's also something that's been working, and networking as well, joining other networking, mm-hmm. networking groups. Yeah, yep. That's actually helped a lot just by having cordial conversations. It's not in a sense where, you know, like, hey, this is what I do, and this is what you really need. It's more so like, actually, this is what I do. What do you do? Okay, you understand the other party's business, and you know, if as long as it's organic, like I don't try to shove my business down people's throats.
Yeah.
It's more so like letting the person know that, hey, this is what I do. And if you do find yourself in the future where you do need help, reach out to me and I'll be able to help you. I'll have the ability to help you. That's basically what I've been doing. Oh, and I forgot to mention, what also really helped me is when I launched Perfectly Fixed, I launched it as a beta. Yeah, I launched it as a beta, and I gave like a discount to people who wanted to get work with me.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, launching it as a beta is actually something that really worked, surprisingly.
Yeah.
People booked calls, and I was offering like free consultation. I was offering them like an hour. We would do like an hour where you can nitpick my brain and I provide you with sources and resources and tools. I would do audits and stuff like that. And then from there, they'd be like, okay, you know what? Like, this is too much for me. Why don't you just take over the whole thing? And that worked. So yeah.
Interesting. I love all those tips. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm curious, did you do any like cold calling or, you know, going like door to door with small businesses, that sort of thing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I didn't go door to door because, you know, COVID.
Well, because of COVID. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the pandemic. But I did, you know, I did slide into people's DMs and I did slide into people's email inboxes. Mm-hmm. I did. Obviously, now we live in a digital age where cold calling is really not a thing anymore, because it's like, if I don't know your number, I'm not picking up. But like, if I have the ability to see, oh, this is the person behind this Instagram account. Okay, cool. Let's have a conversation. So yeah. Obviously I did slide into people's DMs. I did, you know, mention and offer my services. I would do like audits and analyze like, hey, I see that this Instagram page is struggling a lot, or, you know, they're making their sales, but the last time they posted was like 6 months ago. Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. So that from there, after I like would do an internal audit with me, myself, I would, you know, reach out to the person via DM, email, as I mm-hmm. mentioned, just provide them with a really nice branded resume with my picture on it. It's not like your typical resume where it's, you know, you're using Word document, something that I would create either on Canva or Photoshop.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I would have like my, a PDF pamphlet, I would call it, with the services that elaborates on who I am as the owner and founder of Perfectly Fixed, what the vision is with Perfectly Fixed, the breakdown of the services that we offer. Within there, you would have my portfolio, you would see all the work that I've created and generated in terms of graphics that I've created for other social media platforms mm-hmm. or some of my clients. And then within the document, you would see, you know, how you can contact me. So my email address, phone number, my website, etc., and all my other social media handles. And obviously at the end of the document, there's a call to action, a CTA, you know, asking the lead, like, are you ready to work? Do you want to work? And obviously psychologically, the person is obviously going to answer yes or no. Mm-hmm. And majority of the time it's like, okay, they would respond. So the trick here is, you know, as freelancers or businesses, when you are presenting, you know, your business in a like doing cold calling or sliding into people's DMs or, you know, emailing individuals, you want to make sure that your document is jam-packed with information to the point where by the time they're exiting the email, you've answered all their questions, and there is a probability that they will get back to you because you provided them with all the information within one document.
Interesting.
So yeah, that's how I would go about when it comes to quote unquote cold calling.
Interesting. No, that's really helpful information, because yeah, there's so many different tactics out there. You know, yeah, like. I feel like cold calling specifically is probably one of people's least favorite things to do, you know, entrepreneurs' yeah. least favorite things to do. Yeah, it's recently been something I've just been trying out. And surprisingly, it's a really easy way to get in touch with the decision maker.
It is really, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I think it, as long as you're just a real person, you know, you don't just like operate like a robot from a sales script, and you just, you know, you're polite, you introduce yourself. This is what I do. This is how I can help you. You know, as long as you come from a place of, you know, how you can help them, then, it's been pretty well received. I haven't really had anyone who's been like annoyed by those phone calls. So, which is really cool.
That, yeah. I mean, you got to go back to the basics. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, that's how you grow your business. You know, there are big corporations out here who are making millions and millions of dollars on a yearly basis that are still cold calling people. So if they are able to do it, then why not us, you know? Mm-hmm. Why not us as small business owners? And obviously by us, I mean, I wouldn't try to put us as in a bracket. The goal here is to grow and scale our businesses. But in order for us to move from being within that bracket of small businesses, there are things that we need to do. And one of them is implementing the importance of cold calling to ensure that you are reaching the masses. You are letting know people that, hey, there is a business here that can assist you. And obviously the more clients that you have, the more clients that you gain, you're going to obviously scale. But as you're scaling, you should not negate or disqualify the importance of reaching out to people in an organic manner. And that's what we call today cold calling. But there's so many ways we can go about it, you know, emailing people, DMing people, reaching out to people on LinkedIn, reaching out to people in networking groups. And that all encompasses what we do consider as cold calling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So I'd love to talk a little bit about, you know, productivity. So do you have any tips for being more productive and helping just, you know, save time in your day-to-day tasks?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So for me, I mean, I think it's different for, you know, every single business owner, vibes differently with their business, and, you know, based on like your health, your body, the way you consider the way you discipline yourself, it varies. It really varies from business owner to business owner. I mean, there are some business owners that are night owls. There are some business owners that are morning people. There are some business owners that are, you know, they have their off days and they work 4 days a week or three times a week, right? So for me personally, it really, really, really depends. Like I mentioned, I have a support system. I have a mentor. So I would, you know, if I do find myself slacking, I mean, we're human. So if I do find myself slacking when it comes to my time management, I would, you know, go back to my mentor and be like, hey, this isn't working out. Like I'm, my time management is not that great, whatever. So we would break it down into pillars, you know, to ensure that, okay, are you taking care of yourself? Like, are you taking care of yourself as an individual apart from your work? You know, you do have responsibilities outside of, you know, owning a business, you're a student, like I'm a student. You know, I also have responsibilities within my local church. I'm a big sister. I have responsibilities at home. So once I'm able to differentiate the pillars that, you know, the roles and responsibilities that are, permanent within my life, I now have the ability to delegate my time effectively. So I think once you understand the pillars or the responsibilities that you have within your life, apart from being a business owner, that's going to help you facilitate your time effectively. Yeah. So moving forward, what I do is I always make sure that I plan my day ahead. So I make sure that I have like a to-do list that I've planned over, that I plan 24 hours ahead. So it's anywhere nice. From, you know, what are the things that I need to get done today for the business? Do I need to, you know, pay some bills? Do I need to pay for the CRM? Do I need to pay some of the contractors that got some work done? Do I need to send out some invoices, etc.? And what's a priority and what is not a priority? And for me, I'm a morning person. So I like to wake up early in the morning, clean up a bit, have a cup of tea or eat breakfast, you know, send out some emails because that's pretty easy admin work. And then I just break it down. I allocate time to creating content for XYZ amount of clients. I make sure that I know that, okay, I have a meeting, let's say at 1, I have a meeting at 3. I like to space it out a bit so that I have time to like rest. Now that we live in a culture where it's like you work from home, I do schedule nap time. I do have nap time so that by the end of the day, I'm not burnt out.
Yeah.
So that really helps me as well. So yeah, those are some of the things that I do. Like, you know, just also like time blocking is extremely important. And also like day blocking as well. So I'm getting into a phase where I'm going to start like filming content for the business. So this is like a conversation that I need to have with like my business advisor to be like, okay, there's going to be days where it's like only going to be dedicated to filming where we're content matching in that manner. Is it going to be Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays? So I think it's really about like knowing who you are as an individual in terms of like your strengths and your weaknesses first. Like, are you a morning person? Are you an evening person? How do you like to work? Even like analyze your environment. Do you find yourself more productive, you know, sitting in front of a window and receiving natural light? Or do you find yourself more productive like, you know, working in your kitchen where, you know, you have your snacks handy, whatever it might be, or outside now that it's getting better? Or are you the type of person you need to work in an office environment? Like, obviously things are opening up. You need to rent a co-working space so that you find yourself more productive.
Yeah.
Once you understand like what works for you when it comes to your work environment, what works for you when it comes to your working style, I truly believe that as business owners, we'll have the ability to excel and succeed. But it's also really important that, you know, as business owners, that we do take the time to like take care of ourselves mentally, emotionally, even the littlest things such as like working out. Or for us as females, like, you know, getting your hair done, getting your nails done. The more you take care of yourself, the more you take care of yourself and you prioritize yourself, it'll be easier for you to like, you know, pour into your business. So
yeah.
Just take time to like pour into yourself. And for me as a Christian, it's like, you know, through prayer, reading my word, you know, getting the strength that I need from God. And then from there, I have the ability to pour into my business and pour into my clients and service them well. So yeah, those are some of the, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, no, that's super helpful. And, yeah, no, it got me thinking, you know, what are some ways that I try to boost my productivity And one thing that I do, I haven't actually been doing it lately just because we're just coming out of winter, but the nice weather starting again. But what I was doing last year is in the late afternoon when I was kind of getting that slump around like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I would go for a run, just like a 30 minute, 45 minute run. And yeah, it was amazing. I'd come back and I was so energized. So that's, you know, if you're able to allow that in your schedule, that's one thing that actually worked really well for me.
No, it's so funny because this morning I was thinking, I was like, I have to, you know, sign up to get a gym membership, you know, just to like make sure that my body is able to, because we're sitting at a desk all day.
Yeah.
And we need our bodies to like move. Yeah, we're securing the bag here and there, but like, I mean, allocate some of the funds to like, you know, working out and taking care of your body.
Yeah.
Super important. Because if your body is not functioning, you can't run the business. If you're constantly sick, you can't run the business and your clients are going to get mad and, you know, people are going to ask for refunds and stuff. But if you're taking care of your body, eating properly, exercising, self-care, pouring into you, you'll have the ability now to pour into the business. Your mind is going to be clear. You'll be able to communicate effectively with your clients, even though they might be frustrated, but because you're taking care of yourself, your mind is clear. You're not going to like reciprocate or like retaliate when your clients are being, you know, maybe rude or they're upset. And that's going to save you a lot of stars. You want to get those 4.5, 5 stars. You don't want to get, you know, 2, 1 stars. We don't want that. But like, I mean, really important to like take care of yourself, self-care, and then you move on to the next stage of like allocating time, breaking down your calendar on a day-to-day basis, on an hourly basis. And yeah, it's a step-by-step process, but at the end of the day, it's beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing with exercise as well is it's an act of personal discipline. You know, it's not always easy to motivate yourself to be working out, you know, however many times you want to be working out a week. But one thing I found is that I like to work out every day. Some days it's not as long as other days, but it really does change your mindset and it gives you that discipline that you can really translate over into your business as well. And, you know, maybe you're tired, you know, you should be doing something, but you're just exhausted. It can kind of give you that boost and that willpower to just sort of fight through it, get it done, because you know it'll be good for your business.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I would love to know, where do you see Perfectly Fixed in 5 years time?
That's such a great question. Okay. Where do I see Perfectly Fixed in the next 5 years? Well, I do have phases within my business. I don't want to give out too much, but I do have phases within my business. So right now within my business, within Perfectly Fixed, we are in phase one where, you know, we have a financial goal that we want to reach. Mm-hmm. So our financial goal that we want to reach is we want to be making $10,000 on a monthly basis for the next 6 months. Once we hit that goal, we will now enter into phase two. So it really depends on the goals that we have, because who knows, like there is a phase within the business where I step back and I now become a board member and you know, the business goes public and it's no longer a small business, it's a corporation. Mm-hmm. So who knows, based on like how I'm working now, like in the next 5 years, I do want to see Perfectly Fixed as a multi-million dollar company. And I want it to be in a sense where it's like the creative agency, like the Facebook of creative agencies.
Amazing. Love it. I love your ambition.
Like the Facebook of creative agencies. So let's say, you know, you're a small mom and pop shop and you just come to us. Okay, great. So we got you when it comes to your photography, product photography, you know, videography, we have you there. When it comes to scheduling out your content, we're there for you. Month to month or weekly calls, when it comes to like consultation, one-on-one meetings, understanding where the business is, providing you with reports so you understand what's working, what's not working. You know, if you're in a position as a business owner and like, hey, Perfectly Fixed, I don't have time to schedule a photo shoot. Okay, we take on the project, we call on the photographer, the videographers, we get the models for you, just provide us with the products or and the vision of what you want to see. And then in addition to that, you know, obviously having our own space where people can come in, and it being more than just a creative space, a space where obviously the employees will be there, have account managers, accountants, HR, et cetera. And obviously being a company that services others. So obviously in the future, I do want to hire people, not hiring people for the sense of like, oh, I want to have a team, but hiring people to provide more jobs and becoming a pillar within, you know, the economical system here in Canada to be like, we're providing jobs, we're helping people grow. And also being in a position where I can offer scholarships for whatever field of education that you want to take, you know, based on the money that we're going to be generating within the business, helping people go to school. I've been in a position where I had to drop out of school multiple times because I didn't have the funding. So I want to be in a position now that I, you know, I'm running a business and I'm generating funds. I want to be in a position where as a company, I can help those people, you know, that struggle to go to school, you know, but they're in a position where they can't go to school full time because they're working full time, and they can't get OSAP because they're working full time. Therefore, they can't go to school because they have to survive. I want to be in a position where it's like, okay, you know what? Here, come work with us part time. You're going to go to school. When we're going to schedule, you know, some work hours that work for you so that you can get your education and, you know, just be a source of help within society and within my community. So to answer your question, primarily is, you know, I want to see Perfectly Fixed to be a multi-million dollar company that's servicing its community and society on a consistent basis, and obviously grow to becoming, you know, public. And me taking a step back and actually hiring on a CEO and me just, you know, sitting on the board. But yeah.
Amazing. I love how well thought out you have that plan. And I'm really excited for you.
Like I mentioned, there's phases. I really couldn't go into the nitty gritty. So I had to like.
No, that's perfect. Awesome. All right. Well, we are going to move on to the fast five, which are five rapid fire questions. Yeah. Okay. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
Ooh, a book that I've read that's made an impact on me. Okay, there are multiple books that I've read that's made an impact on me. Number one, being a Christian, is the Bible.
Yeah.
In the Bible, you find everything when it comes to running a business, how to maintain relationships, how to heal from past traumas, the importance of forgiveness, the importance of self-love, the importance of stewarding well what you have now, you know, the importance of giving back. And it'll, you know, when you give basically in return, God is going to, you know, give back to you, but it's like a spiritual and fundamental thing. That's a reality. Mm-hmm. Giving is really important. And I learned that in the Bible, the importance of forgiving, the importance of self-love. The Bible does say, you know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Mm-hmm. And see here, it's saying love your neighbor as you love yourself. Therefore, if you know how to love yourself, you know how to love your neighbor, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the importance of being a good leader. There's so many characters in the Bible that demonstrated good leadership and bad leadership, you know, and the importance of waiting and being patient. So those are, the Bible has really, and it's consistently, even till today, it's still changing my life. Another book that I've read, I could say The Alchemist. It's a very, very good book. I love that book. It talks about a young boy who literally had to stretch and step out of his comfort zone in order to get to a point where, you know, he wanted to see. I don't want to give any spoilers, but but guys, purchase The Alchemist. It's a great book. It's about a little young boy who steps out of his comfort zone and goes and explores the world. And you know, he falls in love and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a really good book. So those are the two books that have really shifted my mindset and impacted my life in a positive manner.
Awesome. I love both those recommendations.
Yeah.
And I know you've already talked about what your morning routine looks like. Is there anything else you want to add there?
I mean, put on some good music, dance if you have to by yourself, yep. You know, set the atmosphere, set your day up. Another thing that I would say is, like, you know, have positive thoughts, like, you know, wake up in the morning happy. If you do find yourself waking up in the morning on the wrong side of the bed, you know, take a hold of your thoughts, you know, and, yeah, you know, be like, okay, right now I may not be the happiest or I'm grumpy, whatever, but, like, okay, understand that you may not feel the best right now, but, like, okay, what can you do in that particular situation now that you're not feeling well? You have a choice. So, you know, make the decision to aspire to have a good day, put some music on, dance if you have to. For me, I take the time to, like, have some tea, read my Bible, pray, I put some music on, I dance, you know. Mm-hmm. I put on a cute outfit if I need to. I make my bed. I dress the way I want to be addressed throughout the day. And I may not be going to the office, but you best believe that I will be dressing up.
You're not wearing those yoga pants on your Zoom call.
No, it's either some nice, you know, leather pants, or, you know, a dress pants, or if I have to wear a dress today, now that it's getting nicer outside, I'll wear a nice dress. Or if I know that I'm going somewhere later on that evening, that day, I'm not going to wait till I'm done working to, like, you know, get my makeup done. I'm going to get my makeup done in the morning. Even if I'm not going to go on any Zoom calls. And this just goes back into, like, self-care. And it's just me setting, you know, how can I say, building basically the foundation for my day to ensure that, you know, I'm having a good day and I'm liking what I'm doing. And because sometimes, you know, you're just sitting there, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. But if I'm setting my day up in a positive manner, at the end of the day, the results are going to be positive. But yeah.
Yeah. Setting your day up and starting it in, like, a good vibration, I think, is just something that's so important. And it's something that I've personally, it's just become something I do on autopilot. So if I wake up and I'm not, you know, I don't know, maybe I didn't sleep well, maybe I'm just not in a great mood, whatever. I've always got that morning ritual. So, like, you know, like, I started the day off with, like, gratitude, doing a morning meditation, and it just, without failure, always gets your vibration up. So it just, you know, it has such a positive impact on the rest of your day. So
And have breakfast, guys.
Yes, 100%.
Eat breakfast, and not just, like, you know, cereal, like, you know, get the toast out, get the avocados out, you know, get the eggs out, you know, have something nice. Like, don't wait to go out to brunch with your girls. Like, have brunch every day. Like, you know, like, just, how can I say, live a luxurious life. Like, set whatever is luxurious for you in that morning, or whatever it might be. Like, goes back to, like I was saying, like, self-care. Like, eat your breakfast, make it luxurious for you. You know, nice cup of coffee. They're selling lattes now at the grocery stores, like lattes, like the Starbucks creamers and stuff.
Nice.
I mean, girl, go you get can... yourself.
Amazing. Is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Oh, yes, there is. Gary Vaynerchuk.
Awesome. Yes, he's awesome.
Gary V. Okay, so there's Gary V, who's really impacted my life. Unfortunately, he swears a lot, but I just filter it. I just filter this way, because the advice that he gives is phenomenal.
It comes from a good place, but he can definitely be aggressive.
Okay. Yes, you may say that, but then for me, with somebody who does not swear or cuss, I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna nitpick the good stuff that I'm receiving here. But I mean, he is phenomenal. I mean, from understanding 10, 20 years ago how society would shift into becoming a photocentric or videocentric environment when it comes to how we look at social media is extremely amazing, because he started it. He was one of the people that started on YouTube as an OG, and that predicted that it was going to skyrocket, and obviously it skyrocketed, right? So there's a lot of things, even when we look into, like, cryptocurrencies and NFTs, he's been having those conversations with, like, you know, artists such as, like, Nipsey Hussle and other artists that are predominant within the hip hop world when it comes to, you know, to start investing into NFTs and cryptocurrencies. And this was, like, 5-6 years ago when it was like, you know, people would be like, ah, he does not know what he's like talking about, or I don't know, this is not making sense in my mind, therefore I'm not going to pay attention to it. But look at it now, like everybody wants an NFT, everybody wants crypto, but he was talking about it from time. And obviously as with some of the other things that he would teach and talk about when it comes to like running your business, what is your motive? Is it just about making money, or is it to provide value to people? You know, making sure that people that are within his community understand that it's not about the age. It's not about like you should have started when you were 20. If you are 40, 45, whatever it might be, start the business, start it, do what you need to do, have the passion, don't have any regrets, whatever it might be. So I just really like his philosophy when it comes to being a business owner. And I really like his philosophy when it comes to adapting to technology as it's evolving. And I just also really like his philosophy on the importance of being true to you as a business owner, you know? So he's one of the business owners that I really, really, really do appreciate. Another one is Jeff Bezos. I mean, from starting Amazon at a desk to being one of the biggest, you know, e-commerce stores in the world, I would say e-commerce mall. That's what I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
E-commerce mall in the world is pretty good, but he obviously understood the market of books. He broke it down. He became an expert, and then he scaled the business by, you know, adding stuff onto Amazon. Yeah. And that's how I look at Perfectly Fixed. It started off as a social media agency. Now we're a creative agency. And in the future, I do want to see myself becoming like, you know, the Facebook of creative agencies, or the Tesla of creative agencies, you know, just to be a leading and driving force within society, and obviously establishing a culture within the company where people do want to come and work at Perfectly Fixed. So those are the two CEOs that have really impacted my life in a positive manner. Yeah.
Great. That's awesome. And you know, what is your favorite online tool?
Oh, my favorite online tool is Zoho. Zoho, it's a robust CRM, guys. Nothing against all the other ones, but I'm just saying this tool, oh my goodness. It's a CRM where you have everything within it. So, I mean, let's say your calendar, forms where, you know, your clients needs to sign up, you can create your policies on there. You can integrate as many emails as you want on there. Your invoices, receipts, you know, when it comes to generating reports for my social media clients, I do it on Zoho. You can actually use Zoho to schedule out the content that's going to be pushed out either on Instagram, every single social media.
Wow, I didn't realize you could do all that with Zoho. That's so cool.
Zoho saves me tabs on my Safari. Listen.
Yeah.
Zoho is A1. Zoho, if you're hearing me right now, sponsor me. We can definitely have a conversation.
You sound like you work for Zoho.
Listen, no, Zoho is amazing. What else is there? You can track your employees. I mean, you can track their time, their hours. They can put like in their request if they want time off, if they don't want time off. You can track the progress of your projects from the beginning point to the offboarding point. You can actually implement all your leads. You can upload all your leads on there, upload all your customers on there as well. There are places where you can actually integrate your website, so you can actually see what's going on in the back end from the number of clicks, visits, you know, let's say cart drops, whatever it might be. You can do email marketing on there as well. I mean, it's just a robust system. I think it's the underdog of CRMs. People overlook it.
Yeah.
But like, once you get a hold of it and you're like, okay, let me take a, and it's a very affordable price on a monthly basis. Listen, I'm paying $55 a month for this robust system.
For all of that. That's amazing.
Yeah, and there's even more. So I really encourage everybody who's listening to us, like, you know, go and check out Zoho. It's going to save you a lot of time and it's going to save you a lot of space in your, on your computers as well. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Zoho's got to get you set up as an affiliate there. You definitely are a good salesman for Zoho.
Thank you.
All right. And then, so last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Ooh, as a business owner.
Yes.
Mm. Wow, that is such a good question. See, I've been exposed to a lot of entrepreneurs. So it was like, it was pretty easy for me to, like, you know, venture into it. But if there's one thing I would have wanted to know before venturing into, you know, becoming a full-time entrepreneur, wow, there's so much. I think it's the amount of sleep you would lose. Listen.
It's like an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, the amount of sleep you would lose. And I think, yeah, number one is the amount of sleep you would lose. Being an entrepreneur, honestly, it's not easy. The glitz and glam, that's at 10%. 90% of the time, we're like, you know, we are pushing ourselves to stay motivated throughout the day. We're pushing ourselves to get out of bed, even though we work for ourselves. If I don't get out of bed, nobody's going to do my job for me.
Yep.
So I think it's knowing the amount of sleep I would have lost, knowing the importance at the beginning of having a robust system. At the beginning, it was like, I was like, oh, let me dibble dabble into this, or let me dibble dabble into that, or let me sign up with this. And I was like, wait a minute. Then I remembered, I was like, oh, I was using Zoho and Unsigned. Okay, let me implement that within the business. So I think the two things I would say, apart from one, is number one, the amount of sleep I would have lost. I wish I would have known that before so I could have, like, mentally prepared. Mm-hmm. And number two is the importance of having a system before you even launch anything.
I love that.
Because, yeah, you just want to go up on Instagram and be like, hey, we're open. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Two, okay, what's next?
Yeah, no, two really good tips. It's a really great point. And I think also get good at sales.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. And
so big.
So big. I remember my mentor once told me, he advised me, he was like, you know what, you need to own your business. Like, yes, you're a business owner, but own it when you have conversations with people. Like, don't be intimidated by, you know, anybody asking you, like, what do you offer? Like, why should we hire you? No, like, be confident and own it and close that sale. So for me, it was more so also like, you know, there are times where, like, I would have conversations with people and be like, oh yeah, I'm a business owner. And yeah, that's basically it. Like, hey, what do you offer? Well, you know, just some social media stuff here and there. That's, they're going to hear here and there, but they're going to go to somebody else who's, like, super consistent and precise and clear when it comes to what they offer as services. So I had to learn that, no, I'm a, you know, creative agency. We can help you when it comes to your branding, social media, web design, whatever it might be. And, you know, this is what we can do. We can help you with your pain points. Like, you know, just be confident and own it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I learned. And it's been working. I mean, no paid ads thus far. So
amazing.
Yeah. Well,
thank you so much for joining us today for the show, Garcia. It was a pleasure to have you on, and I really enjoyed chatting with you.
No, thank you so much for having me. Hopefully I can come on next time. If there's more videos or more podcasts that you need to do, we could do a Q&A with people or whatever it might be. I am here, but no, thank you so much for having me. It was an honor and a privilege once again. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.